here with, what's your name?
My name's Gemma Rosenthal.
Right, it's nice to meet you. So we're here with Foolish Optimism and we're just talking about mental health like we usually do. So politely, can I ask you, who are you?
I'm Gemma Rosenthal and I work for Dumfries and Galloway's Youth Working Team.
Okay. So so what brought you here today?
It's a training day for all youth working staff to network and meet everyone. And I normally work with care experienced young people, so the workshops were a good incentive to come along to learn something new.
So what's your story or your experience with the whole kind of situation with mental health and such?
Is it my own personal experience or my experience?
You can say anybody else's experience. It doesn't need to be names or anything. It can be anonymous. It's just, just to help other people who maybe think.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, my story would be because I work with care experienced young people in Dumfries and Galloway, and their big issues at the moment are dealing with mental health and the stigma attached to mental health, and working towards the stigma of being looked after as well as mental health, so it's coming together. But most of them, if not all of them, have had experience with the mental health service here in the town, and we're just looking to work alongside them to improve things, to make things better, to make things a bit more accessible for them. So one of the big changes that we have had in Dumfries and Galloway, which is a massive positive, is if you are looked after, or as they class it as lack, and you do miss an appointment, you don't automatically go back to the bottom. You're given the chance to then, get another appointment fairly quickly, just because they understand that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of like waiting lists, and that can cause people crisis and things like that. So
totally, and lots of reasons why young people that are looked after do miss appointments, and can't always access when they're supposed to. And to put them right back to the bottom of the waiting list is just really unfair. So
yeah, it's not a good. Really, it's not a good situation to be in. I know you've just kind of said basically your overall message, but in a summary, what would you say is a good message to put out there?
I liked it. I seen it on social media a little while ago, and it was just about asking if you're okay. But not just asking once, asking twice, because everyone just says, yeah, I'm fine. But if you ask again, it just shows that you really care and that you really want to listen. And also just to talk about it, just to get rid of it, let's just share.
Yeah, that's really good, because loads of people feel like they need to nod their head so they don't bother people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's really good.
Twice, it shows you care, and just keep going until you get an answer.
Yeah, that's a great message. Well, thanks for your time.
No, you're very welcome. You too. Good luck.
Thank you.